Right now, Brad Friedman's joining us. We visited with Brad last week, bradblog.com. Decided to see if we go ahead and make him a regular stop on our little journey here every weekday afternoon. Brad, how you doing, bud?
Hey, doing well. How are you, Don?
All right. How's the blog coming along?
Oh, man, a little bit busy this week.
Because?
Crazy. Yeah, well, for a number of reasons. Actually, it's funny. I woke up this morning and thought, well, what should I talk with Don about? And since I woke up, I've had about four different things that have happened that I'm trying to keep track of them all. One of them, as a matter of fact, concerns a Louisiana legislator. So I thought perhaps I should mention that, lead off with this Tom DeLay scandal in the House. Seems to be growing wider and trapped this morning. Looks like it's trapped David Vitter, who was a Republican legislator from Louisiana.
Yeah, moved up from the House into the Senate.
Yeah, well, he's it looks like he's tied in now with this Tom DeLay scandal, which seems to keep growing wider. It's a it's kind of a tough one to keep track of because there's all these webs of money and lobbyists and trips that were taken and paid for by foreign agents, and it's pretty extraordinary, and it seems to be getting wider. As more and more Republicans look like they're getting named in this.
Yeah. But haven't the Republicans kind of circled a wagon around him and changed rules from this and that?
Well, yeah, and that's really, for me, the most extraordinary part. I mean, I suppose that politicians, whether on a left or right, are always up to no good of some sort. But what's interesting is Tom DeLay, yeah, he was found in violation of, I think it was three different ethics charges in the last legislative session. So apparently what he did, since he's the majority leader in the House, he just simply replaced the previous commissioner of the previous chairman of the Ethics Committee, who was a Republican, by the way, replaced him with a friend of his, and replaced someone else on the panel with another friend, and then they just changed the rules without consulting the Democrats. And that committee's got three Democrats and three Republicans, and of course the Republicans are the majority, so he's the chair, Republican is the chairman. They've changed the rules, and the Democrats, to at least to my surprise, are actually fighting back, and they're trying to keep these rules from being changed because they have really cooked them so that it'll be very easy for the Ethics Committee to do nothing to sit on these charges, and therefore they go away after X number of days. I'm not sure, 45 days or something like that.
Well, now, in all fairness, have the Democrats ever done anything like this when they had the reins?
I don't know that they've ever changed the rules to essentially, in the Ethics Committee, to make it impossible for ethics charges to move forward. I mean, the Ethics Committee has always been, I think that's one of the reasons why there's three Republicans and three Democrats, as opposed to giving the majority more people, because you know they need to be even-handed where they can. And in the past, on the DeLay charges, all of those charges were unanimous decisions, 6-0 decisions. So you know, that was a bipartisan effort, which apparently has not set well with Mr. DeLay.
Yeah, well, that one vacation was to South Korea, and funded by a South Korean lobbying group to the tune of almost $107,000. And the group that funded the trip, didn't I read, it's the Korea-U.S. Exchange Council,
right,
and they share a Georgetown address with former DeLay aide and current lobbyist Ed Buckham.
Right, yes. And
connect the dots.
Exactly. And they're a registered foreign agent, which, as I understand the House rules, congressmen are not allowed to take money or trips or gifts from registered foreign agents. And then in another case, they sent DeLay and friends on a golf trip to St. Andrews. And that group was a registered lobbying group. Now, in both cases, all of the congressmen say that they had no idea. They didn't know they were foreign agents, and they didn't know they were lobbyists.
Okay, well informed.
Exactly that, yeah.
Brad Friedman, our guest, runs bradblog.com. We'll talk about the Velvet Revolution. Brad is an investigative blogger, and there was he emailed me something about the New York Times article. We'll touch on that when we come back. 800-673-5555. 800-673-5555. Be right back.
For just 46 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 46 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 50% off the Journal's regular rate when you order an 8-week subscription for just 46 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only. Don't miss out.
Call now toll-free 800-258-2700. That's 800-258-2700. For the Wall Street Journal.
This is HealthWire. I'm Kathy Lewis. Louisiana hospitals are taking part in the National Hospital Quality Initiative to institute and improve the standards of care in their facilities. Through their work with Louisiana Healthcare Review, the Quality Improvement Organization for Louisiana, hospitals have made significant improvements in these efforts. Soon, the results of this work will be available on the Medicare website as part of the Hospital Compare Initiative due to launch this spring. Such information is already available for other healthcare settings through Nursing Home Compare and Home Health Compare. Getting quality hospital care means you're more likely to recover more quickly and avoid other medical problems. Making sure you receive quality care is a mission of Louisiana Healthcare Review and our hospital partners. For more information about the Compare initiatives, visit www.medicare.gov. or call 1-800-MEDICARE. That's 1-800-633-4227. For HealthWire, I'm Kathy Lewis, Louisiana Healthcare Review.
Tomorrow, one of our guests will be a career analyst with the CIA. Ray McGovern will be by. We'll talk about the situation in Iraq. We'll talk Pistol Pete a little bit later on in this hour. Right now, Brad Friedman, our guest, investigative blogger, bradblog.com. What's this Velvet Revolution? Bring folks up to date on that.
Okay, well, Velvet Revolution is a group that I helped organize. We're now up to, I believe it's almost 100 organizations that have come together in a coalition to try and do something about electoral reform, and we've just launched an action against the American voting machine companies out there, who all, by the way, seem to be tied to one of the two major parties in America. That would be the Republican Party, it seems. And we're trying to get them to do the right thing for America and to produce paper, auditable, mm-hmm. voter-verified paper ballots with every vote cast to open their hardware and software.
So why does that just seem like common sense to most people? I don't understand why the companies say, uh-uh.
Well, it's not just the companies. In fact, there were bills in both the House and Senate prior to the 2004 elections calling on these companies to include paper ballots with every vote, and these bills did not see the light of day in the House or Senate. I don't know. I can't explain why that would be particularly partisan one way or another to be able to count our votes. So that's a bit of a mystery to me. So we're asking folks to come to velvetrevolution.us, hit the link to send email to the companies, and in less than a minute you can send an email saying, hey guys, it's time for you to do the right thing for America. And if they don't, within 60 days, we're planning on launching a massive divestiture campaign mm-hmm. against them, their companies, their affiliates, their clients, because it's the right thing to do. We've had some politicians coming on board. John Conyers came on board right away. We've got a couple more who are about ready to endorse publicly, and I can't announce it yet, but it's looking very exciting. So we've got a lot of people coming by, but it's a people's movement. It's issue-based, not party-based. It's, we're calling mm-hmm. for paper ballots when you vote so that we can go back and see if the vote was actually right, in case there's any question. So it's Republican, Democrat, Green, Libertarian. We don't care. Come on by. Sign the email to the company. Send it off. While you're there, please feel free to make a donation, because we are completely supported by the people.
You a 501c3?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Stephen and Hammond called during the break and said, your guess is nothing but a Bush and a Republican basher.
Well, you know what? I'm certainly progressive. I'm certainly to the left. If it makes your caller feel any better, I did not vote for John Kerry this year. But, you know, I'll tell you, I want to thank you for having me on, because in truth, and this was something you mentioned about the New York Times article yesterday, the right-wingers are all over the airwaves, on talk radio, on TV, cable news, and it's very difficult to hear any counter-opinion. So, you know, if he considers me nothing but a Bush basher, I don't believe I said anything in this call about Bush, but, you know, we've got plenty of liberal bashers out there all over the airwaves, and I think it's terrific to get the other point of view out there. That's what this country's supposed to be about, both points of view.
What was the crux of this New York Times article?
Well, the New York Times was covering it was very interesting. They were covering another organization that I helped launch recently called Blog Call, blogcall.org. And basically, what we're trying to do with Blog Call is take bloggers, progressive bloggers like myself, who are doing investigative work, exposés, and trying to bring that work together with folks in the mainstream media. For some reason or another, it's very difficult for guys, specifically on the left, guys and girls on the left, to get their stories out to the mainstream. On the right, there's an established network. It happens very easily where, you know, Drudge posts a link to something, and Rush and Hannity and O'Reilly and all of those guys pick it up, and by the end of the day it's on Fox News, and by the end of the night it's on MSNBC and CNN, and the next day New York Times is covering it because, well, everybody's talking about it. We don't have anything like that on the progressive side of the table.
Well, they say you've got the ABC, CBS.
Really?
Los Angeles Times, you know, you got all the biggies.
Well, I'm waiting to hear from them because, you know, where are they on scandals like this, the Jeff Gannon, James Gookert scandal? You know, they're hardly reporting that at all. Where are they on this Clint Curtis, Tom Feeney scandal that I've been, I spoke a little bit about last week, and I've been reporting for 3 months. Where are they? And you know, New York Times and this this myth of the liberal media, they covered this organization, this Blog Call. We've just started a couple of weeks ago, and each week there's a guest blogger who's been doing an investigative report of some type or another. It's a conference call, and we invite the mainstream media to come in and ask questions. We're not hiding behind anything.
Have you had any takers from mainstream media?
We have. We've had them start to come by. In fact, the New York Times was there the week before. And interestingly enough, the article that came out in yesterday's Times on this spoke about the conference call that where I was the guest, along with Clint Curtis, on that vote rigging scandal we talked about. And in the end, they released their article, and I would say three-quarters of it managed to quote right-wing bloggers. And the Free Republic and Powerline blog. So here is this group that was organized to try to sort of fight what we see as a conservative media bias. And sure enough, when we get covered, they put out an article that is biased towards conservatives. Go figure.
All right, Brad, hold through the break. We'll come back and just do a quick goodbye. Brad Freeman, you may want to check it out. It's bradblog.com, velvetrevolution.us. Be right back with more here on Louisiana Live. And we'll talk about Pistol Pete next.
For just 46 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 46 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 50% off the Journal's regular rate when you order an 8-week subscription for just 46 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only. Don't miss out.
Call now toll-free 800-258-2700. That's 800-258-2700 for the Wall Street Journal.
This is HealthWire. I'm Kathy Lewis. Louisiana hospitals are taking part in the National Hospital Quality Initiative to institute and improve the standards of care in their facilities. Through their work with Louisiana Healthcare Review, the quality improvement organization for Louisiana, hospitals have made significant improvements in these efforts. Soon, the results of this work will be available on the Medicare website as part of the Hospital Compare Initiative due to launch this spring. Such information is already available for other healthcare settings through Nursing Home Compare and Home Health Compare. Getting quality hospital care means you're more likely to recover more quickly and avoid other medical problems. Making sure you receive quality care is a mission of Louisiana Healthcare Review and our hospital partners. For more information about the Compare initiatives, visit www.medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE. That's 1-800-633-4227. For HealthWire, I'm Kathy Lewis, Louisiana Healthcare Review.
All right, Brad, to wrap it up, for folks who've never gone to any blog, let alone yours, bradblog.com, what do they do once they get there?
Well, blogs are generally a series of articles, some long, some short. Read the articles. You are welcome to then give your feedback on the article. So your caller who was angry that I was felt I was a Bush basher, well, he's more than welcome to leave his comment on any of the articles that I might have there. It's updated every day, sometimes every hour, sometimes every minute. And it gives an opportunity for folks to get a different point of view on the news that they may not get on CNN or MSNBC or Fox News.
And agree or disagree, at least it's another source of information.
Exactly. And I say the more voices, the better, whether you're on the right, whether you're on the left. You know, you can go to blogger.com and get a free set up your own blog in about 3 minutes, and you can make your voice be heard. You can get it out there, and I think that with the media being owned by fewer and fewer corporate entities, we're hearing fewer and fewer points of view. So I don't care what side you're on. Get out there, make your voice heard, set up your own blog.
All right, Brad, we'll do it again next week, same time.
I'll have a good murder mystery for you next week, Don.
Thanks.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Brad Friedman, bradblog.com. Also check out velvetrevolution.us. And the reason we contacted him initially was because, you know, it seemed like common sense. Why don't we have a paper trail with electronic voting machines? Because if you don't, you push the button like you do on your computer, and you get the same darn error message or the same number.